to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, yeah, it's time for Riled Up. We do it every day at 1 o'clock on the program. We kick off the final hour with it, and we hope that you hit the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751 and left your messages. Hopefully you did. And if you'd like to get a live Riled Up call in, well, you can do that as well. 610-632-0975. Let's get right to the business.
So back in the summer, we started a GoFundMe page to get Drew Hamlin to teach Martell Foltz how to shoot. Yeah, I'm looking to get my money back. Yeah, if that ball slipped out of his hands or not, I don't care. And we're going to take that money that we get back, buy him a nice butt pad, put it right on the bench and say, here you go, young fella. Sit down and let's see everybody else and show you how really to play basketball.
It's a butt pad.
That's great. What's next?
Jason, it was my fault. My fault that the Eagles lost. I never wear any Eagles garb on game day. Ran into my father. My father says, hey, I got this hat. Doesn't fit. Custom Eagles hat. Let's see if it fits. Put it on. And it didn't occur to me until I left his house. I'm like, it's all my fault. I take full responsibility. It will never happen again.
You know what's amazing? Is that great fan took more responsibility than Jim Schwartz.
He did. He put it upon himself more than the D coordinator did.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Like, why, you know, like maybe the defense coordinator could come on and say, hey, you know, listen, it's not what you think. If he wants to defend his play the sticks defense, it's not kind of what you think, but, you know, we need to do a better job creating turnovers, doing that.
He's incapable of doing that, right?
Yeah.
Schwartz, he invented it, so why? How could he be wrong?
Right.
Well, I mean, Doug's kind of said the same thing along those lines, kind of like, hey, man, it's all about execution. My play calls it great. I mean, I'm not predictable. What's next?
I'm still traumatized from the Super Bowl, yo. I'm still traumatized from the Super Bowl, and we won. Schwartz has got to go. This defense is not scheme properly. It's not scheme properly. I can't take it. Schwartz has got to go. I'm sorry. I can't watch this anymore.
I hear you, brother. I feel you. I feel you.
I don't like calling for guys' jobs. I really don't. But he is really frustrating, this Jim Schwartz. I mean, he's taking it to a level with that.
Well, when you go this.
Well, yeah.
You put the preposition in front of his name.
You know where that comes from? Can you know where it comes from? You know where I picked that up?
Where?
There's an episode of The Sopranos where Johnny Sack is talking to Tony and says, this Ralph Cifaretto is more creative than Spielberg when he's talking about the money from the Esplanade.
Oh, my God.
So he gives him a this.
That's great.
Remember that?
Yes.
He's hiding money. He's holding out on us from the Esplanade.
Yes, you're right. That's Ralph Cifaretto. You're right. That's good. Sounds like your this is a football guy's now.
Uh-huh. Although I don't use it quite as often because the now is at the end of every sentence for a football guy.
Yeah.
You know, you got to talk about football now.
Right.
What's next now?
You want to know why I'm held up? I deliver packages for a living. And, of course, I am an Eagles fan on the day. And I had to deliver a package to a lady who had a Dallas Cowboys hat on. I'm embarrassed. Can't even say anything. I just have to take it. I just have to walk away. Have a nice day. Unreal. I'm fed up.
Mm. Yeah, that stinks. I feel for you, brother. That's a bad one.
It's bad. But it's Jimmy Butler Day.
It is. Speaking of packages, did you see the commercial with the Eagle fan and the Cowboy fan?
No.
Oh, you didn't see that commercial?
Who was the advertiser?
The Eagle fan and the Cowboy fan? It was like an NFL apparel or Fanatics. It's our friend from Fanatics.com.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I'll look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, look it up and then we'll talk about it.
All right, what's next?
Yo, dude, Staley, you're a joke. You suck. You're a piece of You're the worst running back coach ever.
You act like he's got so much say in the matter.
That's rough.
I mean, how much say does Anthony, come on, help me out here. How much say does a running back coach have?
Yeah, he's just in charge of the running back rotation.
Yeah. But Doug ultimately still has all of the power.
Yeah, I mean, Deuce is, you know, doing the rotation. It's not like he's rotating between Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara either.
Yeah.
Maybe give him a little bit of slack.
I mean, he doesn't have, like, Roger Craig back there, John Riggins, and another great back in the backfield. You know, Earl Thomas.
Yeah.
Or not Earl Campbell, I'm sorry. What's Earl Thomas. He doesn't run the ball.
Oh, my God. If I have to hear we have to look at ourselves in the mirror one more time, I'm going to flip out. How about putting the freaking mirror down and coming up with a freaking game plan that might work once in a while? How about putting the mirror down and teaching the defense how to tackle instead of trying to knock guys over? WP is the king of cliches. I just can't take it anymore.
Well, he is. I mean, he said some very bizarre things as this season has kind of progressed.
Well, the pressure stuff is weird. Yeah. I'd rather speak in cliches. Better off that way.
Well, it's safer. I mean, when he said that the pressure is now off, I didn't get that at all. Like, that didn't compute for me. Now, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, as you know. But when you say the pressure's off when you're going up, you're putting yourself up against it as the Super Bowl champ, and you keep losing games and finding ways to lose games, that doesn't compute for me. Like, my computer, my hard drive's kind of going, huh? Right?
Yeah, you know, yes. This week,
what are you saying yes to? What I said, or are you saying yes that I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed?
Both.
Okay.
No,
all of the above.
But no, I got a weird feeling. I got a weird feeling that they're going to be in this game.
Do you really?
Yep.
The line's up to 9 now. Yeah. That is screaming at you, saying, Anthony, the Saints are going to belt them.
I know. I got a weird feeling they're going to be in this game.
Oh, boy, I hope you're right. I hope they have a chance to win the game. And I mean, obviously, I hope they do.
Yeah.
But you got to have the chance first.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. What's next?
Hey, Brett, it's up to you now. Jimmy Butler in town with this team. I got to tell you what, Brett, if you don't coach your ass off in the playoffs and the rest of the season, you're fired. And Jimmy Butler's going to pick the coach for this team until he resigns here, Brett. You got it, okay?
Okay, guy, checking in. I thought the okay guy was done with the Sixers 6 times already this year. Didn't he say, I'm done, like 6 times?
Okay.
He did. Am I right, Andrew?
No, you're right.
He was done with them. He's been done with the Flyers, but he'll get those calls coming. So, and I think he was done with the Eagles 2 or 3 times. He can't quit the team. He's like Brokeback Mountain. He can't quit the team. He always says, I'm done, okay? But it never actually comes to fruition. I wish he would. You know what I should quit, Andrew? The riled up line. What's next?
Hey, I'm just through with the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. He refused to adjust and make the changes that are necessary to help the defense out. I mean, it's obvious our secondary is a little weak, but they can do some things to make it hard on teams to score on us. And I'm just through with him. They need to fire the defensive coordinator. He's got to go.
Now yeah. We're seeing the groundswell.
Yeah.
I think we're seeing the first signs of a poll question for tomorrow regarding Andrew had that poll the day after the game. He said only 58% said to fire Schwartz. I think there's a rising tide now.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, that was the day after the game. You think the percentage might be higher now that he got a little indignant at the press conference yesterday about the picket fence defense?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it? They haven't given up a first down in 3 years, man.
And he was terse.
That's a good word.
He was terse.
He really was.
Wow. What's wrong? Man.
He was a bit of a D.
He had a bit of a P.
What'd you order there, bro? What'd you order up on the menu?
That is soup. That is a French onion.
Oh, that's a nice crock. And they got the steak fries.
Yes, I'm a fan. Yeah, steak fry.
The good thing about the steak fry is this. If you're a condiment man like myself, you can get a lot of ketchup on a steak fry. It's like a spoon. What? No condiment?
Yeah.
You don't go with any ketchup on anything?
Nope.
About mustard?
Nope.
Want a hot dog?
Yes.
All right, mayonnaise on anything?
Nope.
Is that right?
Nope.
What's your favorite salad dressing? You a Thousand Island man? Russian?
Balsamic vinegar.
Come on, how about some creamy, like a ranch?
No, I don't do it.
What's next?
Hot, stinky, trash. No excuses. The Eagles are trash. I can't do it no more. I'm going to watch it because I'm diehard, but this is trash. And the defense coordinator, after the season, needs to walk away. Can't do it midseason, but after the season, 3rd-15, 4th-15, it needs to stop.
Whatever happened to celebrate Jimmy Butler Day on the Riled Up line? It goes to show you that people are more attracted to negativity than they are positivity, right?
No, but, you know, you can't blame people. It's football season.
No, I get it. But, I mean, come on. We haven't got one Jimmy Butler call yet. Like, Jimmy said all the right things. He's so Philadelphia.
Yeah, he's riled up, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You educate me on the riled up. Is riled up for good things as well? Or?
Yeah, it's not a negative connotation. You can be riled up about, like, you're riled up today about Jimmy Butler.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So why does it got to be a negative connotation?
I'm excited for Jimmy.
I mean, seriously, like, we haven't had
one. I only
got
a game to watch, like, really pumped up.
You know,
I thought I was pumped up Sunday night.
Oh, this is going to be totally different tonight. This is, like, you wanted to unwrap Golden Tate, but that's on a team where there's 11 guys on the field. But this is a starting five guy.
No, like, for people that are as old as us that can remember the championship team of 83, I feel like, oh my God, like, they actually have a legitimate chance. Yeah, I mean, Golden State, but they have a legitimate chance to play in the finals again.
Well, here's the thing.
Like, they're a legitimate chance to actually play deep into June.
Yeah, and think about what that does for an offseason of sports when you only have baseball, right? But think about this. When you look at it and you look at the Sixers, and what's going on in Golden State, could that thing be maybe starting to implode a bit with Draymond and KD?
Listen, that's volatile.
They haven't even gotten Boogie Cousins on the floor yet. And already they're having issues out there.
They're probably going to win it. They're going to win it. Maybe this could be the last year.
Yeah, this is the last hurrah. Because KD's going to leave anyway. He's either going to the Lakers or he's going to the Knicks.
I think you're right.
Now, the Sixers are more attractive because they have Jimmy Butler. Does KD go, hey, I'm from D.C., it's an easy ride up 95, maybe I consider Philadelphia?
My cousin and I were talking about this. Like, if he had any kind of, like, wherewithal, like, you know, it would be kind of fun to go play there.
Mm-hmm. Create something great.
That would be awesome. Could you imagine that, Kevin Durant coming to Philadelphia?
Here's the other aspect of it. He's not going to a team that he lost to and not going to the best team already in the NBA that
he joked against. The problem is, I think they're all looking to go to play together in New York.
All right. Well, then Kawhi can come here. And then he can stay out there on the West Coast with LeBron. And we'll see you in the finals. We'll see you in June every year.
Yeah.
All right. You go play with LeBron, KD. We'll take Kawhi here with Jimmy Butler, Ben, and Joe. And you know what? We're not going to play 5-on-5 basketball. We're just going to play 4-on-4 from now on. You know what I mean? All superstars. It's like eliminating the fifth starter in baseball. You don't need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
You're intrigued, though, aren't you?
They can get a fourth star. It's the most amazing thing. They can.
Because they can fit it money-wise.
There's somebody out there that might go, you know, I'd love to go play with that team. And then you go, wow.
Okay, so who would the fourth star? Who are the candidates to be the fourth star that are a perfect fit? Kawhi's obvious. KD's obvious.
I'm trying to think who'll be a free agent.
Who else might be available? Or an opt-out situation. Or you can go trade, too.
I don't know if Clay. I mean, Clay. But yeah, again, but if Durant's going to opt out, so Clay will be there.
Yeah, he's going to get paid. He wants to stay on the West Coast. And if he leaves, he's probably just going to go down the coast.
Yeah, I'm just pretty good. Pretty good. One of those guys.
These are good conversations to have.
I know.
Because they're actually not.
Kyrie's a free agent. You don't want him.
They're not pie-in-the-sky conversations anymore. What's next?
The pump fake by Markelle Fultz at the free throw line was the first time that Ben Simmons has ever been fooled by a pump fake all season. This kid has a legitimate problem, and it's in his head. It's not an injury anymore. Insert Jimmy Butler. It's time for this kid to stop being baby. It really is. And a guy like Jimmy Butler, 29 years old, four-time All-Star veteran, he ain't going to let this fly.
Well, you know, it's funny because Legs spoke about that, and he didn't think it was a good thing for Markelle Fultz. it wouldn't be a positive impact. We'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I'm curious. I mean, he could become a dramatic afterthought. Now, I don't know, again, if without pressure, does that help?
Yeah. No, you're right about that. But it's all going to depend on Markell.
Second unit playing 10 minutes, 15 minutes a night.
Here's what you hope is that Markell goes to Jimmy Butler and seeks his guidance and seeks his knowledge and wants to do the right things to be a great player. Now, if he does that, he'll be a positive influence.
Sure.
What's next?
I hope I'm not speaking too soon, but is the Moose playing out of his mind right now or what? Let's go, Fly Guys! Woo!
Oh, my God!
Oh, Brian Elliott, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's playing great. Look, he wasn't playing terribly bad in the beginning of the year when he was getting... I mean, his numbers were bad, but sometimes the numbers...
There were breakdowns. He had a lot of breakdowns in front of him.
Yeah, I mean... Last night, he was good. I mean, the first goal he gave up last night, he made it.
Longo was good, too.
Well, how about that? 39 years old. But the save he makes on the first goal last night, and then Ekblad's on an impossible angle on the goal line, and the goalie doesn't know what to do. You don't know what to try and absorb the puck or get out of the way of the puck because it's not going in the net. But a goalie's natural instinct is to try and corral it, and it goes off him and in. I mean, as a goalie, how do you go to the mentality of, I got to get out of the way of the puck? You know,
I don't blame
him. But in that situation, that's the right play to do, but it's really hard to do from a mental standpoint.
No, I don't blame him.
He's been good, he's a big reason.
Yeah, he's been really good
for the turn.
Are you allowed to... Well, let me ask you this. Do you foresee Sixers got Jimmy Butler. Do you foresee a Flyer move?
I do. I really do. I foresee a couple of things. And I'll tell you this, Anthony. I don't know how this will be received, but it's my gut feeling, and I don't have any inside information, so this is not a report from me, but it's my gut feeling that when they get the return of number 25 now, James Van Riemsdyk, tomorrow night against the New Jersey Devils, by the way, he'll be on the top power play unit, and they'll move Voracek back there as well, that if he comes back, is healthy, and playing well within 2 weeks, 4 weeks at most of that time period, I think we'll see the end of the Wayne Simmonds era in Philadelphia.
Wow.
He's in the final year of his deal.
Wow.
I don't think they can come to an agreement. A lot of people say re-sign him. Oh, he's the heart and soul of the team. Well, heart and soul of the team is sometimes why you got yourself in salary cap trouble with aging players, right? You can't make an emotional decision. You got to make a hockey decision. And to me, the hockey decision would be to let him move on because I don't want to pay him the kind of money he's going to get or the term. Now, would you go 5 years and $35, $37 on him going forward? No, I wouldn't.
It's a lot of money.
That's a lot of schedule for a guy that if he loses a half a step, he's in real trouble in that league.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What's next? That's it. There we go. That's Riled Up. Hit the Riled Up line tonight at 610-771-9751. I'm going to put out a special request for the line tonight.
We should. Well, let's watch the game live.
Exactly.
And call the line.
Yep. I want to hear
The first jumper that Jimmy Butler drains.
We need somebody doing that, giving us play-by-play.